from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tour de Delco continues tomorrow. We will be in Drexel Hill, which is in Upper Darby. Love Drexel Hill. We will be at the Streetlight Kitchen and Bar, which is there at Drexelbrook. I was there a couple months ago. There's like a little fire pit thing going on out there, you know?
Love a good fire pit.
And I think tomorrow the weather's supposed to be really nice. And I thought I saw like a high of 74.
Oh,
be nice.
You want to get a little blanket out and cuddle by the...
Blanky little fire pit.
Oh, it's almost blanky. Fall. It's blanky. Almost fall.
Almost fall. It's August.
We're trending towards fall. I snuck under a little blanket last night on the couch. It was a good old feeling.
Oh, I love a blanket.
Hold up.
What? You don't love a blanket?
I wanted to hear about your personal stuff at home, man.
But I'm saying.
Yeah.
I pulled the blanket over, and I was like, this is a warm feeling.
Oh, yeah.
You're by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if Jill was with you.
No.
You just want to feel like
so I'm cozy. Trying to figure out, you're by yourself under the blanket. What's the little feeling under there?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was just watching the ball game.
Yeah. Okay. Snug like a little kitty cat.
Yeah, it's getting a little snug.
Yeah.
All right. Goodness gracious, man.
I say that once in a while to my wife. I'll go, hey, I like being snuggly, a little kitty cat in here. She's like, please stop saying
please
that.
Stop.
That is really bad.
I said last night to her, I was doing something stupid. And I was like, I'm never going to grow out of this, am I? I'm always, this is what you are stuck with. It's only going to get worse. I will tell you what Jordan Love, Tua Tagovailoa, Patrick Mahomes, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, and Caleb Williams all have in common that Jalen Hurts does not, right after we talk to Sonny. Sonny, you're on WIP. What up, Sonny?
Hey, good afternoon. Hi, Spike.
Yes.
Jack.
What up?
Thanks for taking my call. Thank you.
It's
really cool to talk to you guys, seriously. I really enjoy the show. And, you know, I've just gone back with listening to you guys and following you guys for a while, so... I don't call in all the time, but I just want to make a few points real quick.
Yeah.
And I got a hot take right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
So I think the Sixers will go the furthest of all three of these teams this season. That's my take.
So is that because you're optimistic about the Sixers or because you're pessimistic about the Eagles and the Phillies?
Well, that's a good question. It's actually both in a way. But
okay.
It's mostly like, okay, here's another point, right? I love Philly. I'm from Philly forever. But it's funny because, like, there's more national talk about the Sixers this summer than here, by far, between Embiid and the Olympics, all the free agency. Like, they just picked up Yabusele yesterday. Nobody talks about any of these moves Daryl Morey's been making. And, like, I'm the first one to, like, I was not feeling Morey when he missed out on Halliburton and all these moves. I was, like, down on him. And I honestly have to be, like, if you guys are doing sports takes, you got to, like, be real about it sometimes. And, like, sometimes things change. And I actually got to give Daryl Morey credit right now. I really, really do.
Well,
nobody in the NBA had a better summer from a front office management than Daryl Morey.
I think we all talked about, we all gave him a good amount of credit.
Yeah, we had him on the show.
Yeah, I tried to make everyone apologize to him, actually. But I think...
Yeah, I mean the callers. I'm talking about the callers.
Well, the callers aren't going to care until the Sixers
win.
So here's one thing, Sonny, and they had a great offseason. First of all, the reason why you hear about them more nationally than here is that people don't talk about baseball really nationally, and the Phillies are good. And that, like, it's just a dynamic of how sports conversation works. And there's really nothing to talk about with the Sixers at this point, you know?
Okay.
But what I would say is, not only have they not gotten to the conference finals. Not only have they not gotten to the finals, in the entire Embiid and Process era, and this is a fact, they have not beat a good team in the playoffs. Not one time. The Brooklyn teams they beat, not good. The Miami team they beat, not good. The Wizards team they beat, not good. So it is, not only have they not gotten to where we had hoped they had gotten, they don't have one that their signature playoff series is losing to the Raptors 6 years ago. It is so. The fact is, I'm as optimistic about Morey as anyone. I think I'm probably as optimistic about Joel as anyone. But they have earned the skepticism that people have. And the reason that nobody wants to give them credit for an offseason is that it feels like we have won trades and offseasons and all this stuff. And it's resulted in nothing. So I understand why people are skeptical.
I think that's a really good point. And especially coming from a Sixers like diehard like you, that's fair. And but I will say, I just have a feeling about them. And if they stay healthy, I know that's the big if. But like, they're very hungry. All these guys are at the point in their career where like, it's like now or never. And honestly, like the NBA is wide open right now. It's like always used to be dynasties, you know, with us growing up. And now it's like anybody's winning every year. You know what I mean? Anyway, I know my time's limited. I just wanted to put in my application for the league because, you know, it would mean a lot just in terms of I go back with you guys watching Ike, you know, on the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Ike is deep for me. And then listening to you at night was awesome. And then seeing you rise up to be where you're at, you know? And like, I just also want to say, thank you for everything you've done for the city, man. You're a great ambassador, and we all appreciate you.
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
Wow.
Don't pay him any mind, man.
Look at this guy trying to get in the league just with praise.
No, it's not that. Spike, it's not that. What I was going to say is I go back with you, too. I was early process, early rights to Ricky Sanchez watcher on YouTube, when you could see, like, the 40 or 50 listeners. We came, my cousin and my friend and I, to the far northeast in the Hinky days to try to go to the draft watch party. I think it was Buffalo Wild Wings. It was so full, we couldn't even get in.
The Buffalo Wild Wings in the northeast was one of our signature moments where they had people out in the parking lot tailgating because they could not get into the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
That was a good moment
there.
Of ours.
There. I'm not trying. I'm just telling you. Like,
well, what do you have to say about Jack, though?
Yeah, one more.
So I remember talking to Jack when he was the producer for Joe at Night. And I was always like, yo, man, you got to get more airtime. And you can go back on the records. But, Spike, I know I don't have a lot of time. I just want to tell you, listen, my deal is, like, I would bring fun to Lee. I'm a vinyl DJ, full-time, you're a music head. Like, I work at a place in the city where some of the personalities from your station have come in. And I could like send some fun music throughout the season. Also, I know how to act on the chat, and I would be no drama. I'm busy too, so I'm not going to be the guy picking up every waiver wire the second it happens. Like, I won't be that guy.
Okay, that's me normally.
Yeah. All right, Sonny. Well, anyone, I appreciate it, Sonny. Anyone who still uses vinyl, that gets a plus for me.
He was tugging at your heartstrings there.
I love vinyl.
Yeah, that's why I said vinyl.
Yeah, when I see the DJs doing it with the fake vinyl that's the computer or whatever, I like the real vinyl.
Does anybody use vinyl?
Some people do. The biggest problem with vinyl is I remember this from college when we used to do our show with turntables at the college station, is you need to, the records, it's like you bring in giant crates of records everywhere you go.
Yeah, and that's a lot of work.
It's just a pain in the ass. And when you're just using the computer ones, all you need to do is have the hard drive full of MP3s, you know?
Dude, have you checked out the Tiny Desk concerts?
Yeah, I've seen those before.
Okay, yeah.
The Lox cool one? Did you see the Lox one?
Oh, man, that was awesome.
The Lox one was awesome.
Yes, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tiny Desk concerts are
I
awesome.
I like the Tiny Desk concerts. Yes.
All right. So I told you guys,
he has not watched a Tiny Desk concert.
No, I like Tiny Desk. Shoulders is unbelievable. No one cares, but like my guys are usually on a Tiny Desk.
Yeah. What was the one you just named?
Shoulders.
Who?
Tyler Childers.
Oh, Tyler Childers. Is that a country guy?
Yes.
Ish. All right. Jack won't admit that all these artists he likes are
because,
country.
Because like, when you say country, it's like, oh, you sit around drinking beer.
We're not the old country music.
It's like,
yes.
It's like raw.
Oh.
Passionate.
About a pickup
I can see
truck.
Him singing. He's riding in his car singing.
Oh, dude, I'll send you some songs. Dude, if you don't listen to Lady May and think that's not one of the best love songs ever written, then you don't know music.
God bless the US of A, brother.
It's not. There's no songs about US.
All right. So what do these quarterbacks all have in common that Jalen Hurts doesn't? Patrick Mahomes, Tua Tagovailoa, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, Caleb Williams.
It's called a big dose of D.
No, it's not that. It is that they have all played football in the preseason in a game, and Jalen Hurts has not. Now, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is very accomplished. Tua has had a ton of success. Jordan Love just signed a giant contract. Trevor Lawrence, not so much. Joe Burrow, been to a Super Bowl. CJ Stroud, one of the emerging stars in the league. I continue to think they have played it a little too, and I don't blame Jalen for this, and it may have no bearing on how the season goes at all, but I just continue to think that with a new offense and the offense having to carry the team, that him getting a couple drives of real football speed, or even not real, but closer than what practice is, would put them in a better position Friday night a couple weeks from now when they're opening the season. It just seems like there's more quarterbacks playing this year than there have been the last few years in preseason.
Yeah, when you said Caleb Williams, then it dawned on me what you were talking about. You know me, man. I'm with you on this. But it certainly has passed the point where he's going to play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Play. So yeah, he's not going to play Saturday.
Nope.
Yeah, I tell you, it will be something that people will point out After that first game, this team comes out, looks rusty. They don't look sharp. What else are we going to go to? Like, that's what we're going to go to, is that maybe they should have played a little bit more in the preseason. I will give them this. I think, I meant to ask Elliot this. Damn, I forgot. Maybe I'll get to it tomorrow with him. I think this has been the toughest training camp that the Eagles have run around here in some time.
In terms of reps, in terms of time on the field, so on and so forth. It does seem like it.
It does. Yeah. And it seemed like, I mean, they were back in the pads this weekend. So it's not as if Nick is running some camp cupcake where it's all about get them out there and get them off their feet as quick as possible, having these 50-minute practices. So I want to acknowledge that and appreciate that, because I think it has been their toughest training camp practices around here, probably since Doug's first or second year.
Hmm. What do you think that comes from?
I think they don't like the way the season ended last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did some self-evaluating of what they've used as information and data that helped them come to the decision to have the practices the way they've had them in years past. I think they went back and re-looked at that and said, okay, well, maybe we may have leaned a little bit too much into this, and it's okay if we push them a little bit and make things a little bit tougher for them, a little bit more demanding for them out there in practice, while also keeping safety in mind. Like, they aren't going to just totally disregard the health of the players, but there's something to being able to push the envelope a little bit and not be so cautious with everything. If Andy Reid can put the best player in the league out there in preseason games and not have the fear of, oh, he's going to get injured, then I think it's okay if we can do it with our own players.
I also think from a fitness level, it probably helps their – I mean, they're not hitting each other in practice. You know, so they're practicing more. But I think I think it may show in – this is a long season now. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're more fit. Maybe they're in better condition getting into camp. And the only thing I'd bring up with Jalen, and I wonder what has caused it, is Ruben Frank did an article, I don't know, a month ago, about how Jalen's performance over the last 5-6 weeks of each season has sort of fallen off.
Tailed off.
And I wonder, look, that could be from the hits he takes because he runs a lot. Who knows what it's from. Maybe he got too big, which we have discussed. It looks mm-hmm. like he's taken off some of that weight. But I wonder, I go back and forth as to whether a harder training camp will make him better prepared to, or if lighter and, you know, less work would be better for him. But it seems like they're erring on the side of more.
And I'll say this. I think there's something to, just from a player's perspective, there's something to being pushed past what you may think your limits are and your comfort zone is, that mentally you have this total recall when the season comes around and you get into these moments, whether it's individually or collectively as a team. There's ability, there's something about mental toughness and not giving in. It's easy to give in when things aren't going well, right? It's easy to take shortcuts, not get your treatment as far as keeping your body healthy, not going as hard in practice. But when you've already put yourself through what you feel like is the toughest part of what we do, man, the rest of that is easy for me to get through. And that's how we, and I know it's 20 years ago, but that's how we viewed Andy's training camps. Like, Andy's training camps was the hardest thing we were going to go through the whole season.
It's like swinging a bat with the donut on it or whatever. Yeah. Everything's easier after that. Right.
The season, the games we played, man, you had to get through that training camp. And if you made it through that, you felt like you could make it through anything. I think there's something to that from a mental competitive standpoint. I think that's why Belichick did things the way he did it for so many years up there.
You feel tougher, feel like you got through something. Yeah.
They got to get recommitted to the work.
They did. Oh, you did it again. There you go.
Yeah, it's still good.
There you go, Jack.
It's still a good line.
Jack, committed to the work.
He held on to that one.
Yeah. That is his motivational quote of the day calendar stuck on Friday.
Dude, what if that's my new bit?
His motivational quote?
I like that.
Just working a motivational quote in every show?
Yeah.
I think it's a horrible
idea. I think it's a good bit.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Yoshi. What up, brother?
I was just going to sit here and keep listening to y'all. I think that the static and came through. Is my turn yet? I mean, Spike. Big Eye Jacket, baby. Happy Monday. Look, I don't care what we talking about today. I'm just calling trying to get in the fantasy league.
Uh-oh.
I deserve to be in the fantasy league. Me and Spike, we need more me time. Me and Jack, we need more me time. You know you just want to hang with me. I make you laugh the whole while.
You
know,
do. Time we had you do.
Yeah, I make good videos and everything. Ike needs a chance at redemption. I'm 4-0 against Ike since I've been in the league. He needs a chance to beat me.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
They sure are. I think we should give him that opportunity to rub it in my face. I do talk trash on the chat line. I talk trash on the radio, win or lose. And I'm a good time, period, for this fantasy, for the draft and for the fantasy. I don't want to be in it. I really want to be in it. I love this. I begged Jack last week. Put me in the fantasy league. I beg. I'm begging now. Spike, what you drinking? I got your first two drinks. I got yours.
Okay.
Jack, meet me at your car. What's name? I'll put a case of Natty Light in there. Let's have it, baby. Come on. Put me in the fantasy draft. Let's rock. You want me to sing today? I'll sing today. Mm-hmm. I know that's going to be one of the things. I'll go ahead and get that out of the way. What's the shut up, Ike? See? Starting already. See? I need to be in the draft. This is what you want. This full stuff you're getting right here, Spike. Don't you want it in person? Don't you want a good time? I want me a Texas t-shirt too, baby. How about that?
You know, from a culture and comic relief standpoint, Yoshi is ranks very high. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, we will take your nomination.
You guys can discuss nude scenes together?
We can. That might be a whole different league.
Imagine that. That's a different fantasy league.
Yes.
Let me correct Jack real quick. Jack said Hollywood's 56 last week. She's 58, boy, and Fine is 58. I sat there and looked at that dumb movie, The Union, on Netflix the other day, just saying that. I was looking at my wife getting in trouble. Ain't she pretty? Look how pretty. And I went to her Instagram. I was like, she pretty. Like, they might got makeup on her, but look at her right here. Like, she's pretty.
I can't believe you pull that off with your wife. I could never pull that off.
You know why? Because my wife loved that I'm up front. See, the thing is, y'all call me horny Yoshi and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm really not horny. I just admire women.
And oh, that's another way of phrasing
it. That's a fancy title.
My wife wants me to, you call me horny Yoshi, I don't call it. It's funny. But my wife loved that I'm up front with it. You know, guys be sneaking and look. I don't sneak and look. I don't disrespect. But if it's something really nice, I'm like, babe, check that out. She's like, yeah, she all right. See? And you get away with it.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Yeah.
Man, Herb ain't getting no threesome. Herb better learn Portuguese going, I'm telling you. But if I go there with that doggone Spanish translator, boy, he in trouble. I love y'all cats. Put me in that spike.
All right. On, all right, Yosh.
Hi, Yosh.
Wow, that was an aggressive attempt.
Yes, that was aggressive.
Has Yosh been in there before?
Yeah.
Yes, he was just in there.
Okay. Yeah. So I can't tell. Like, should we reset that with Spike now here?
No.
Okay.
Reset what?
Well,
you can't be in it back-to-back years.
Unless you're a champion.
Unless you're a champion. And was he in it last year?
Yes.
Yes.
So he can't be in it this year.
Right. We'll see.
Did
you hear that passionately?
Yeah.
We can't turn him down next month.
It was very aggressive. And think of all the times we could talk about, you know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High and all the different, you know, references he has.
I don't know.
Now the problem when you do this, if you're thinking about it,
is you do open it up to other people who are in the league last year.
Yes.
I know.
It's difficult.
It is, but it's very difficult. Yes.
Which makes it
a conversation.
Well, when they were in it last year, it makes the conversation a moot point since we had already decided
he
couldn't be in it.
Yeah.
But once we lift that, now everybody feels like I should be back in the league.
What if we don't like them as much?
Yeah.
Well, I like everybody.
Yeah. Sorry.
Of course.
Maybe we could leave that up to the new commissioner, whoever it is.
We could.
Oh, yeah. We haven't decided on that yet.
Yeah, we got to decide on the commissioner, and then we'll decide on that. Man, that would be difficult. Now, I understand the rules, and I will respect them if the rules. But after that impassioned plea from Yoshi, incredibly impassioned.
Also?
Yes.
I don't choose people to get in.
Right.
Of course not.
Yes.
Because he does not want to be, yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'm not the bad guy who didn't let such and such in the league.
Right. Yes.
I'm usually the bad guy.
Okay. You can be the bad guy.
Who's the bad guy?
Well, they're going to hate me. They're going to call Jack.
That's why they all have his number.
Oh.
Lucky me.
All right. That's something to think about. I didn't know the back-to-back rule.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Now Yoshi's texting.
Well, I mean, if you want to come in and change something else, you can.
Yeah, Bill is Spike taking over the fantasy league. Yep. You talk too much.
Right. Anything else? You guys wear a wrinkled t-shirt. Wrong about everything. Just trolling people. Do it all for clicks.
Well, I don't sell drugs about to
children. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just trying to put it all you're
right,
in one.
The majority of your time.
Well, 50-50. All right. Coming up next, two things. First of all, everyone's favorite portion of the WIP afternoon show, which is the top 5 of 5. And the Sixers use up their final roster spot.
All right.
On an Olympian.
Ooh.
That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.